It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Bearcat Arena. Game two of our doubleheader along the Bearcat Radio Network. It's Northwest Missouri State and Central Missouri. For the Bearcat men, they come in 14-1 on the season, 6-1 in the MIAA. They face the Central Missouri team that's 13-2 and 5-1 in conference play. I'm Matt Tritton, I'm John Coffey. Kyrie Devine is our studio engineer. And a reminder, this segment is underwritten by the Kansas City Beer Company. Northwest alum and KC Beer founder Steve Holly has been brewing German-style beer since 2013. Their beer hall and beer garden are in the Waldo neighborhood in South KC. Kansas City Beer Company is also available in bars, restaurants, and retail stores throughout the region. Matt Tritton, good matchup coming up this afternoon between the Mules and Bearcats. Again, the Bearcats won relatively handily the first time around, 79-55 in Wardsburg, but I think this is a Mule team that's playing a lot better basketball right now than they were in early December.
Yeah, I mean, this is a team that after stubbing your toe against the best team in the nation at the time, Northwest ranked number one, now number four, but ever since that time, they've really turned it on and played really good basketball, and you've got three different guys averaging double figures for you in your starting lineup. They spread it out. They've got good guard play. They got some tough guys in the post. So it's one of those you're going to have a handful, whether you're, you know, Justin Pitts out front guarding Spencer Reeves or if you're Brett Doherty working inside. I mean, it'll be a tough test anytime you take on UCM, even if you're playing here in Bearcat Arena.
And it's Northwest and Central. We'll be back to have more on our pregame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of their eight locations. And from Championship Motors in Maryville, across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800. Support also comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing. More at 582-3104. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 582-2699. And from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville, SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealth.com. Support also comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at GoTriState.com or at 660-582-3677. Also from Younger Auction Company, Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the JL Housing Company.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest and Central Missouri, and a big matchup in the MIAA on the men's side this afternoon with Matt Trent, and I'm John Coffey. Matt, one of the things these two teams have in common, they both take care of the basketball very well. The Bearcats have the fewest turnovers of any team in Division II, and for Central Missouri, they are coming in fourth in Division II in turnover margin. So two teams that, again, very fundamentally sound on the offensive side.
Yeah, and I think that's been the MO for really both teams. We've seen them go back and forth, whether it was Tim Anderson against Ben McCollum, Doug Carliskin against Ben McCollum. They've had some very good teams, some very talented teams, but they play with a high amount of offensive efficiency to where they're making the most of each individual possession. Northwest has been great about that, led to a national championship last year. You know, UCM, not ranked right now, but they have a very talented team trying to get back to that point as well. So taking care of the basketball in a hostile environment, finding a way to pull one out would go a long way toward that. So should be a fun one this afternoon.
And when we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prenery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Bomley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 mile corner south of Maryville. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for Northwest alumni and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks, and offers hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com. And from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com. Support also comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Also from Pizza Ranch at U.S. 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcat pregame show comes from the J.L. Houston Company.
Welcome back to our pregame show as the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team getting set to take on Central Missouri this afternoon at Bearcat Arena. Time now to hear from the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCullum. My coach, first of all, let's go back to the win over SBU on Saturday. What are some of the main things that came out of that game for you?
Defensively, we were locked in to start defending their motion. We were jumping towards the basketball. We got good box outs, so they couldn't get second chances. And then offensively, we took what they gave, SBU gave us, and you know they gave us a lot of driving kick threes. We knocked a few of them down. Probably could have shot a higher percentage, and then got after some O boards as well.
Now today you've got a Central Missouri team that you defeated once already this season, back in December in Warrensburg. Since then, Central's not lost a game from that point on. Just talk a little bit about what Central's been doing since the last meeting.
I think they've gotten a lot better. I think they're competing a little bit harder. I think they're making better reads on their offense. You know, it'll be a very difficult game. You got to keep them off the free throw line. You got to expose some things that they do defensively, meaning defensive rebounding. They're not great. They don't go to the O boards. They don't value those kind of possessions. They do value the basketball, though. They don't turn it over a whole lot.
And what are some things you wanted to try to take advantage of the fact that they're not a great rebounding team?
Well, rebound, you know, and with that, you can increase your possessions. You get more shots at the goal that way, so you're allowed to shoot a lower percentage. And so need to make sure we do that, take care of the basketball, keep them off the free throw line, and they think we'll have a good night.
All right, well, Coach, we'll talk to you later.
Thanks a lot, John.
Hey, Coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCullum. Stay tuned. We'll be back. Have the starting lineups right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation. And from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville, Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Drs. Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Veer Toller provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at CompassDentalGroup.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering locksmithing, lock installation, repairs, rekeying, and high-security master key system setup and maintenance. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop. The bookstore, located inside the Union, opens at 10 a.m. on Saturdays, and the Spirit Shop, inside Bearcat Stadium, opens with the gates on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. And from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at barnesbakerautomotive.com. Support also comes from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Marymark Shopping Center, Brown's offers boots from Red Wing, Timberland, Twisted X, and Merrill, as well as arch supports for tired feet. More at 660-582-4641. Also from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville. Providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs ultimate truck bed liners. More at 582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information is available from Jeff Farlow at 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank. And from the City of Maryville, home to Mazinga Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course, the Watson 9 Junior Course, and indoor golf simulators in 2018. More on Mazingo's golf offerings at MazingoLake.com. Support also comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat pregame show comes from the J.L. Houston Company.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest and Central Missouri, the Bearcats 14-1, the Mules 13-2, Northwest 6-1, a half game in front of the Mules in the MIAA standing. Central comes in with a 5-1 record, and the Bearcats just a game behind Washburn in the MIAA standings at this point in the season. Washburn undefeated on the MIAA side of things. Northwest handed to the Ichabods a loss earlier this year. I think Washburn with three losses total right now, but they're undefeated in the early portion of this MIAA schedule. Before we get to the starting lineup of this Bearcat Mules matchup, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Lineup for the Cats, much like all season long. Justin Pitts at the point guard. Xavier Kurth, the other guard. Chris Ebo-Endow, a forward at 6'7", out of Norway. And he is currently third in the Division II in three-point shooting percentage at 53.7% on the year. Another forward, Joey Wittes, a 6'7", junior from Chanelson, Minnesota, Minnesota State. And inside, Brett Doherty, the 6'7", senior out of Omaha. For the Mules, they'll be starting at a guard, DJ Richardson, a 6'4", senior from Minnesota, and rather Michigan that is, and a transfer from Central Michigan, averaging 13 points and 3 rebounds a game. He had 17 points against Missouri Western. The Mules went over Missouri Western on Saturday, winning that one 69-64. Another guard, Blake Spillman, 6 foot sophomore out of Lee Summit, Missouri, averaging 8 points and 2 rebounds a game. Player to watch for, Spencer Reeves, a 6'3", a senior from Newark, Arkansas, and transfer from North Greenville, averaging nearly 17 points and 5 rebounds a contest. And a forward is Matt Wilkinson, a 6'6", sophomore from Overland Park, Kansas, averaging 4 points and 2 rebounds a game. And inside, Jacob Lawrence. Lawrence averaging 15 points and 7 rebounds a game. He's a 6'8", senior from Bethalto, Illinois. And coming off a 15-point, 11-rebound performance against Missouri Western on Saturday. For the Bearcats, coming off their win against Southwest Baptist Saturday afternoon, winning that game 78-46. Northwest fourth in this week's NABC Division II Top 25 poll. Matt mentioned a little bit earlier, Central Missouri unranked at this particular time. Both teams having a lot of success so far. The Mules at 13-2 and 5-1. The Bearcats 14-1 and 6-1. And a conference play. We'll be back and ready for the tip-off right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with original recipe, extra crispy or grilled chicken, and sides for lunch or dinner. And from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com. Support also comes from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More info is available at 562-7562 or MaryvilleMoRealEstate.net. Also, from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community, U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for today's game comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More at 660-241-5001. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joe, Mound City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com. Support also comes from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel products that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com. Also from Sonic, serving guests for more than 60 years, the entire breakfast and dinner menu is available all day, along with more than 1 million drink and slush combinations. Sonic is at 721 South Main in Maryville and 4 locations in St. Joseph.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the JL Housing Company.
The national anthem performed by the Northwest Missouri State Pep Band. It's Northwest and Central Missouri in the men's portion by a doubleheader along the Bearcat Radio Network. Earlier this afternoon, it was the Central women with a win over Northwest 74-58. Lark Matt Trenton, I'm Tom Coffey, our studio engineer for this afternoon's games, Tyrese Devine. So check the MIAA schedule for today. A very light schedule. Only two conference matchups right here between Northwest and Central. And then tonight down in St. Joseph, Southwest Baptist will face Missouri Western. Reason for that, these games were originally scheduled for last Thursday, but postponed due to the inclement weather. One other game in men's basketball coming up this evening. Northeastern State has a non-conference game scheduled with William Woods. Matt Trenton. Good crowd on hand for this afternoon. It's Martin Luther King Day. A lot of people have the day off, and they elected to spend it here at Bearcat Arena.
Yeah, and what better place to be than see a good rivalry matchup between Northwest Missouri State and Central Missouri. A good crowd on hand, and so hoping for a good basketball game as well. Two good defensive teams. Northwest number one in the nation, the top scoring defense, and Central Missouri 10th in the nation in scoring defense, giving up about 64 points per game, so chance we could see a low-scoring game, but the way Northwest shoots, if they get hot and they kind of are carried by this crowd and the momentum, they might let them up in a hurry.
Reminder, this portion of our broadcast underwritten by the Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services available by MosaicLifeCare.org. When these teams met the first time, Northwest held the Central team to just 55 points. That's been the lowest output of their team offensively so far this season. So you mentioned about a low-scoring game. Bearcat defense able to really hold down that Mules team the first time around.
And, you know, they just keep getting better, I think. I mean, to hold a good scoring team in Southwest Baptist to 46 points on Saturday, I mean, they're hitting their stride, especially after early in the season when they were playing well, and Coach Max was saying, hey, we have a long way to go on the defensive end. They've stepped it up. They're playing great in the post, not giving up any easy shots as far as from beyond the arc. And so it'll be fun to watch to see how they come out and play today, and especially if you can get Xavier Kurth to pick up where he left off. The energy he brings to the floor is incredible.
Got an experienced crew officiating today's game from the MIAA, Pat Bay along with Brad Ferry and Roger Smith. Brad Ferry will jump center for Northwest. He'll jump it up against Jacob Lawrence, and we are ready to go. The tip is controlled by Central Missouri. They'll go from our right to our left in this first half. They're dressed in their red uniforms with the white numerals and the black trim around their waistbands. The Bearcats in their home whites with the green numerals trimmed in green. Out front right side, DJ Richardson goes between the circles, finds Reeves. Reeves, left side, Spillman. Left-handed dribble, takes the left wing, expires the dribble, finds Lawrence out the top of the key, right side pass, gets it to Wilkinson, hands off to DJ Richardson, who's guarded by Wittes, a long three from that right wing, nothing but net.
Good shot there from Richardson. I think that's something Coach McComb will take all day. Tried to drive early in the shot clock, couldn't get anything, but still knocked down a tough three-pointer with Joey Wittes.
His 21st of the season at 3-0 Northwest Missouri State lead. Bearcats facing man-to-man defense. Left side is Pitts, a three on the way, got it. Justin coming off a game Saturday where he just had 2 points, but he did have 10 assists. He knocks down his first shot of today, makes it a 3-3 ball game. High post left side, Lawrence at the free throw line, goes cross court right for Richardson. Guarded by Endow with the left-handed dribble to the top of the key. Looks left side on the wing, Spillman. Picked up by Kurth, high post left for Lawrence. Lobs it underneath the bucket, and it's just out of the reach of Spencer Reeves underneath, and it goes out of bounds over log to Northwest.
Reeves a mismatch there with Justin Pitts, and a good thought to get the ball inside. Xavier Kurth was starting to come over to help. I think he heard footsteps. Let that one go off his hands out of bounds.
And we're tied at three early moments of this game at a packed Bearcat Arena in front of the timeline. Right side goes Pitts, hooks the pass top the key for Doherty. Back to Pitts. Pitts free throw line. Caught up in the air. Lots of right side Kurth. Low right for Doherty. Trying to post up with Lawrence. Will take a couple dribbles. In the lane he goes. Hooks the pass left corner for Wittes. Spires his dribble, have a double team, and Reeves comes up with a steal for the Mules. Into the front court off the right side to the right wing. Cats in man-to-man defense. Left-handed dribble. Reeves looks left wing, finds Wilkinson out between the circles, chased by Wittes. Now on the right side, Spillman. Cross court, left side, Reeves. Reeves, low left for Richardson, posting up with Pitts. A little shot fake up with a shot off the glass, won't go, but we got Justin Pitts up in the air, and Justin will get called for the foul. First foul of this game.
Well, pretty telling last couple possessions there. We see Reeves first, Richardson that time, a couple guards for Central Missouri that quite a bit bigger than Justin Pitts, who's listed at 5'9", and trying to post him up and take advantage of that. First time around, Reeves not able to handle the pass. This time, Richardson to the free throw line.
And he hits the first, a very good free throw shooter, 89% on the season. The Mules also a good free throw shooting team as a team, 79.3% on the year, and the second free throw is good as well. And when you look at their totals overall, I believe they are second in the nation in free throw shooting percentage, so a very good free throw shooting team in the Mules. 5-3 game, Central Missouri in front of the Bearcats. Pitts left side, dribble to the left wing, out front, gets it to Doherty, cross court right side, pass Wittes. Wittes at the top of the key, looks right for Endow. One dribble to Kurth right wing. Back to Endow out front. Nine on the shot clock. Endow takes the long three. Rims out right. And the rebound. Lawrence inside for the Mules. Gives it up to Spellman. Into the front court right side. Back pedals with the dribble toward the right sideline. 17:28 left in the first half. Wilkinson at the top of the key. One dribble. Picked up by Wittes. Shot clock's down to 10 seconds. On the left wing is Reeves. Reeves had a very rough first half against Northwest first time around, but picked things up in the second half. He dribbles into the lane, kicks it back right side with two on the shot clock. A long three put up and missed from that right corner by Spillman, and the rebound Northwest. Cats in front, 5-3, 17 minutes left in the first half. Pitts into the front court off the right side to the right wing. Baseline underneath for Kurth into the left corner for Endow. Bobbles it, drives the left baseline, stripped out of his hands, and a foul. And this will get Chris Ebu Endow to the free throw line.
Good move there after not able to handle that pass. Came down a little low and away, able to rail it in and then fight his way into the bucket. And a couple times they've had Matt Wilkinson matched up with him, who's listed over 6 feet tall, but man, looks like he might weigh 150 pounds soaking wet. I think Endow could come down and post him up on this end.
Endow's free throw misses. That foul called on Blake Spillman, and that is his first foul. Second free throw by Chris. Nothing but it. And it's a 5-4 game. Northwest trails Central Missouri. 16:50 left in the first half. Spillman across midcourt right side. Fast pass out between the circles. And gets the pass to Reeves. Left wing Wilkinson. Low left for Richardson. Brings it out top the key. Lawrence. They'll run him out on the perimeter side. Now to Richardson. Drives the lane left side. Banks it and hits it. Strong start of this game for DJ Richardson with 7 of the central points. All 7 of the points coming by DJ Richardson. Pitch to the left wing into left corner, Kurth. Back out front left side for Pitts. Now we'll dribble out between the circles, trying to get a screen by Doherty. Dribbles to the right side, steps back, wants the three, got it. So Justin knocks down his second three of the game. And Northwest and Central tied up at 7.
What do you say we tell the other 8 players to sit down and let Richardson and Pitts just play one-on-one the rest of the way?
It'd be entertaining, that's for sure. Out between the circles is Wilkinson. Left side, Richardson. Takes a free throw line. Into left corner, Wilkinson. Squares up, wants the three, got it. And for Wilkinson, that's just his 9th three-pointer of the season and gives Central a 10-7 lead. Off the right side, Pitts to the top of the key. Now to Doherty, cutting to the bucket right side. Takes it in the angle, left-handed hook. Good. Put it up and in over Lawrence. Fred Doherty with his first bucket. Northwest down by 1. Spillman out front, Lawrence. Guarded by Doherty with 1 dribble. Expires and looks right side. Wilkinson on the way. Now, near the right sideline, finds Reeves. Between the circles, Richardson. Left side, Spillman. Behind the back with the dribble. And Dow checks off and picks him up. Now to Richardson. Pass goes low. Tipped away by Doherty. Chased down by Lawrence. Turns, takes the jumper from 12 and hits it. Jacob Lawrence, who can step out on the perimeter and knock down some shots despite being at 6'8". Makes it a 12-9 mule lead over the Bearcats. Pitts dribbles right side. Hooks the pass off the key. Doherty back to Pitts. Trying to work the screen by Doherty. Dribbles to the free throw line. Now steps back off the right side. Being chased now by Lawrence off of check off here. And steps back, wants the long three, misses as it rattles out, tipped by Kurth, and is picked up by Lawrence out near the scorer's table. A 12-4 mule lead over the Bearcats. Into the front court, Spillman, guarded by Wittes, who works his way through a screen, still guards Spillman. Out between the circles, the pass goes to Reeves, guarded by Kurth. Off the right side, Richardson, bounce pass low and sent for Wilkerson, knocked out of bounds by Pitts. And we've got a break in action, 14-18 left in this first half. Northwest Missouri State Trail, Central Missouri 12-9. We'll be back to Bearcat Arena, 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks and offering hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealth.com.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State Trail, Central Missouri, 12-9. Early moments of this one with 14-18 left in the first half. Inbound comes out front, and a whistle and a foul coming up here. Went to Daniel Ferris, a freshman, off the inbound. But we got a moving screen and a foul called off of the right side, and they're coming up on Central Missouri. So the Bearcats will have it as D.J. Richardson picked up the foul. That's his first, team second. Into the front court right side goes Pitts. Now to Wittes out front for Doherty. Doherty at the top, they give him a little room. Right side, Pitts gets a screen by Doherty. Steps back, top of the key. Lobs it to Doherty on the pick and roll. Low post right side. A little mismatch as he goes into lane. Trying to go into the left corner. Step for Wittes, and the pass is stolen by Richardson for the Mules. Watts the handoff. His dribble ball rolls right to the top of the key, and a held ball with Wittes. Possession arrow will give it to Northwest.
Looked like they were tied up pretty good. Three different players when they got that timeout called, but this one's going the way of UCM, not a jump ball.
Okay, so timeout coming Central Missouri's way instead. So a quick timeout that way, and a call that's very popular with the Bearcat people.
Yeah, I can't blame Coach McCollum on that one. Looked like a pretty late timeout call.
We talked about this could be a defensive effort, Matt. You look right now, Central Missouri shooting 80% from the field, and Northwest shooting 60%.
Well, you know, it's funny how we talked about that, and immediately after we mentioned that and the lack of turnovers, there was a turnover early on, and both teams were shooting lights out early on, so it's been that kind of game. But as Andy Peterson would say, early ripe, early rotten. If you're hitting them now, it's more likely you're going to go cold there a little bit later on in this game. I think the Bearcats are hoping for that, but playing good defense, Central just hit some tough shots.
And the Mules will inbound baseline left. Daniel Ferris will inbound. Ferris, a freshman out of St. Louis, a 6'1 freshman. Clarence Smith into the ball game. In the lane will be guarded by Wittes as they break loose, and the inbound out front goes to Smith. Smith free throw line through the lane, drives to the bucket, lays it up, hangs on the rim, misses, and the rebound Doherty for Northwest. 12-9, Northwest Missouri State trailing. And now out front right side for Doherty. Morant's giving him all kinds of room out on the perimeter. Holds it and finds Pitts left side. Gets a screen. Will drive through the lane. Kicks into the right corner for Welty. Takes the three. Got it. Ryan Welty off the bench. Knocks down his first bucket of the game. A three-pointer from the far right corner. Ties things up at 12.
48% three-point shooter so far this year. Looks like these last couple games starting to get his touch back.
Reeves left side to the top of the key. Chased by Endow. Ferris near the right corner. To the right wing. Out to the top of the key. Richardson. Left side pass Reeves. Guarded by Welty. Between the legs with the dribble, through the lane, the runner with the left hand banks it and hits it. Spencer Reeves with 2 points. In the first meeting, ended up with 19, I think all but 2 points of that coming in the second half in that game in Warrensburg. And down right side, going one-on-one with Clarence Smith, brings it out front for Doherty. Spires his dribble, finds Pitts near midcourt. Northwest down by 2, 14-12, 12-28. Left in the first half. Fits to the left wing, accelerates through the lane. Lobs it, trying to go with an alley-oop for Endow, coming off the baseline right side. Pass just a little bit out of Endow's reach. It goes out of bounds.
That was an ESPN highlight reel. That one would have went down. A great look there by Justin to get through, see the help coming over, and leave that one up for Chris. Just a little bit too high.
Northwest trails by 2, 14-12. 12-17 left in this first half. Ferris dribbles to the left wing. Out front, pass for Smith. Knocked loose by Welty, who checks off and picks up Smith. And now Hawkins will pick him up, who just came in during that last timeout. Smith now to Richardson. Baseline right, pivots up with a shot. Hawkins will knock the ball loose, and it goes to Richardson, and the whistle inside. And this one will go on Richardson, trying to fight for that rebound after missing the shot. That's his second foul.
A good guy of Hawkins being strong with that one, and then got caught with the forearm there from Richardson and tried to knock the ball loose, and they did get him for the foul, and the UCM bench didn't like it, but that'll be a team foul number 3 on UCM here in the first half.
Wilkinson has got a quick breather back into the game as DJ Richardson comes to the sideline. And the Mules going into full court pressure early against Northwest. The inbound comes to Pitts, who is guarded by Ferris. Man-to-man pressure. Pitts will take it across the 10-second line. and dribbles left side. Gets a pick by Doherty, and a whistle and a foul out front. This one will go on Daniel Ferris. That'll be his first.
And you got to give a lot of credit to Ferris because he kind of drew the short straw of having to guard Justin Pitt so far in this one for the majority of the ball game, but he is guarding him very tight, sticking with him full court, whether it's underneath the UCM basket or Northwest basket. He's working his tail off to deny Justin Pitts.
14-12 game. Central with the lead over the Bearcats. The inbound comes to Pitts off the left side. Northwest left to right in this first half. Dribbles top of the key. Ferris got a hand on the dribble, and Pitts will bring it back out near the scorer's table. Dribbles between the circles. Looks left side for Kurth. Low left for Doherty into the right corner. Hawkins open with a three-pointer. Nothing but man. Ryan Hawkins off the bench. Hits his first shot and gives the Bearcats a one-point lead, 15-14. 11-15 left in the first half. Ferris into the front court right side, guarded by Pitts. Dribbles with the left hand. Into the right corner, Wilkinson. Out front right, Reeves. Reeves now between the circles. Pass tipped loose by Hawkins. And it's controlled and saved inbounds by Smith, but picked up by Kurth. Back to Hawkins off the left side. Misses the shot. Rebound caroms in the lane for Lowrance. And here come the Mules down the floor right to left. Reeves off the left side. Between the circles. Now to free throw line. Drives the lane. Up for the shot. Whistle and a foul. Pitts coming over to help out on the defense. Make it call for the foul.
And he hit the standard pretty hard after committing that foul and looked over to the bench and kind of waved him off, saying he's okay, don't take him out. Even though it's the second foul, he's going to hang in there and keep giving them some minutes.
One thing about Pitts, he very rarely gets into foul trouble. Reeves gets to the free throw line. Couple substitutions for Northwest. Whittison and Dow back into the ball game. Kurth on the floor with Hawkins and Pitts. As Reeves will go to the free throw line, another excellent free throw shooter. 91% on the season, and he's a guy that gets there very frequently. 60 of 66 on the year. And let's see, as we have over on the right side here in front of us, head coach Doug Carlskin of Central Missouri talking with one of the officials, Roger Smiths. Now the three officials gather right at midcourt. Look at these two head coaches, Ben McCullum for Northwest, Doug Carlskin for Central Missouri. Both served as graduate assistants under soon-to-be Missouri Sports Hall of Fame Hall of Famer Steve Tapmeyer at Northwest. Of course, Ben played for Coach Tapp here at Northwest as well. Induction ceremony for Coach Tapmeyer coming up later this month down in Springfield.
Well, kind of see that. Fun to see that coaching tree extend here throughout the MIAA and a pair of very successful programs under successful head coaches meeting here in Bearcat Arena.
Well, after all that, Reeves goes to the line to shoot two. Northwest up by one. Now it's tied as Spencer Reeves hits his first free throw. A 15-15 game. 10:42 left in the first half. And the second free throw by Reeves hits the front of the rim, the backboard, and then rolls in. 1 point, Mule lead over the Bearcats. Long way to go in this one, 10:40 left in the first half. Pitts being chased in the backcourt by Clarence Smith. Dribbles right through the Bearcat paw at midcourt, and a dribble left side. It's a screen by Hawkins. Off the left wing. Now looks as he expires his dribble, needs someone to help out on the baseline left. Kurth pops out, takes it in the left corner. Drives the lane, lays it up and in with the left hand. 3 seconds on the shot clock as well. And a nice drive to the bucket by Xavier Kurth.
A little urgency there to get that one in. Found a way to slip past his defender, get the layup.
1 point Bearcat lead, 10 minutes left in the first half. Off the right side, Clarence Smith. Chased by Kurth. Back pedals with his dribble. Wilkinson pops out, takes the pass off the left side, and the ball promptly knocked out of his hands by Hawkins. Wilkinson chases it down, finds Reeves. Reeves drives on Kurth, gets it back left side. Wilkinson to three on the way. Good. So Wilkinson knocks down his second three of the game. And for a guy who only had eight all season coming into this one, he's hit two in the first half here. And it's a 19-17 Mule lead over the Bearcats. 9:28 left in the first half. And Dow looks right side. Finds Pitts. Dribbles between the circles. Lobs it low right for Wittes, trying to post up with Smith, and Smith from behind, a little bit of a push, and he'll get called for the foul. And we got a break in the action as well. 9:16 left in the first half. It's Central Missouri 19, Northwest Missouri State 17. We'll be back to Bearcat Arena right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats is provided by Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville. The Miller brothers offer assistance with investments and retirement planning, as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information is at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Chad Pearson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing classes in retirement and estate planning, Social Security maximization, and Veterans Affairs. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest inbounds the ball from the timeout. Northwest trailing 19-17 to Central Missouri. Pitts off the right side, being chased by Brandon Emmert. Low left for Doherty, posting up with Smith. Whistle, and Doherty this time gets called for the charge, trying to back up in the low post left side against Clarence Smith. Some Bearcat fans right underneath the bucket think that there might have been a flop involved there, but the call going the Mule's way.
Yeah, that was a pretty slow back down to get a flop like that. But Doherty, on the other hand, is pretty good at drawing those himself, so it's hard to get too upset about that call.
Two-point game. Mule's in front of the Bearcats. 8:53 left in at the first half. Blake Spillman left side, guarded by Endow. Bearcats in man-to-man defense. Baseball pass to the right side for Emmert. Now into the right corner with the dribble, Reeves. Right side for Spillman. Gets a screen by Emmert, dribbles to the top of the key. Checked off, and Doherty picks him up now. Pass goes right side for Reeves. One on the shot clock, launches it between the circles, misses the long rebound at the free throw line to Wittes and Northwest. Cats with a chance to tie or take the lead. This trip down, fits to the right wing, to the right corner. Now drives toward the right elbow, baseline right, Doherty. Trying to post up now with Emmert, brings it back out front, left and down with the three attempt, nothing but net. And now with 4 points, Northwest up by 1, 20-19. Just over 8 minutes left in the first half. Spillman, cross court right side, Wilkinson. To the right wing, they find Reeves. Top of the key, Smith down the lane. Little shot fake, up with it on the left side, good. Got past Pitts that time, and the shot fake kind of froze Doherty just a bit, and the layup is good. And it's a 21-20 Mule lead over the Bearcats. Pitts in front of the scorer's table, finds Endow in front of the Mule bench, out between the circles, Wittes, quick pass left wing for Pitts. Pitts drives through the lane, through a double team, and a reach-in foul coming up on Central Missouri. And this one will go on Brandon Emmert, who picks up his first foul. Emmert, by the way, one of the few players for Central Missouri considered a pretty good rebounder, especially on the offensive side. There has been an area that's been a weakness for the Mules this year. It's been on the boards, both on the offensive and defensive side. Endow will inbound baseline left, gets it to Kurth. Kurth off the left wing will give it to Endow. Now front for Pitts. 15 seconds on the shot clock as Pitts goes left side. Endow open on the wing with the three. Too hard out the back of the rim. The long rebound at the top of the key goes to Smith. And here come the Mules. Reeves to the left wing. And he gets called carrying the ball off the dribble. Not happy about that as he's arguing his case coming down the floor and official not having any of it. Like Pat Bay just kind of ignoring him as he comes down the floor. 21-20, Northwest trails Central Missouri. 7:13 left in the first half. Fitz walks across midcourt left side, guarded by Smith. Doherty sets a pick. Fitz through the lane, dribbles right side into a triple team, scoops the pass to Kurth. Kurth now with a dribble down the right of the lane, trying to go in the lane, passes tipped loose. Doherty trying to come up with a loose ball, and stripped away by Lawrence, 4 cents from Missouri. Allen goes to Spellman in the front court left side. Just under 7 minutes left in the first half. Northwest down by one. Smith on the left wing. Goes low post left. Lawrence posting up with Doherty. Dribbles with the right hand. Spins left. In the blocks off the left side. Banks it in. So Lawrence with 4 points early in this one. A 3-point central lead over the Bearcats. 23-20. 6.5 minutes left in the first half. Fits into the front court off the left side. Guarded by Reeves. Doherty sets a screen. Fitz dribbles to the left baseline. Little runner on the way. Good. As he just lofted that up and over the outreach. Jacob Lawrence, or Lawrence, and Northwest Missouri State trails by one, 23-22. On the left side, Clarence Smith dribbles with the right hand to the top of the key. Down the lane right he goes, and a charge coming up. Doherty came over, set up, and drew the charge.
Smith gave one to Doherty earlier. Now Doherty giving one right back to Smith, and a good take there. Doherty much bigger than Smith, and the way Smith was leaning in there, that one was a pretty easy call there for the official.
Xavier Kurth going to the sideline. Ryan Welty back into the ballgame for Northwest. And Dow will inbound to Pitts with 6:04 left in the first half. Northwest down by one, 23-22. Into the Franco right side, Pitts. Dribbles top of the key, sets up, takes the three off the front of the rim, and the rebound tipped and is controlled by Wilkinson for the Mules. Mules did a good job boxing out that time. Now Ferris dribbles through trouble into the left corner. Bops it out front, Lawrence. Left wing, Spellman. 19 seconds on the shot clock. Spellman holds it in front of Ryan Welty between the circles for Ferris. Dribbles with the right hand to the right wing. Out front for Reeves, who pops out, guarded by Pitts. Long drive through the lane. That contested with the layup. Spencer Reeves with 6 points and a 25-22 Mule lead over the Bearcats. 5:16 left first half. Pitts into the front court right side. Welty right in front of the Mule bench. Low, lots of low post right side. For Doherty. Spins underneath the bucket. Reverse layup off the left side. Good by Doherty. Normally Doherty spins right. That time he spun left and got right past Lawrence with the layup.
That was a nifty move. Lawrence looked like he wanted to start leaning on him to that left side. And he's kind of spun. Buzzed right past him.
1 point game. Northwest down by one. 25-24. Ferris out front. Guarded by Wittes. Long pass left side. Reeves on the wing. Drives left of the lane this time on Pitts. Little jump stop in the lane and banks it in. Reeves tough to stop in the lane early in this one. A 27-24 Mule lead. Reeves now with 8 points. Into the front court right side and down. Low right Doherty posting up with Lawrence. Base left goes right to the baseline. Now back right wing and down. To the right baseline. Up with a shot off the glass. Banks it in. Hit. And Dow with 6 points pulls Northwest to within one with just over 4 minutes left in the first half. Long bounce pass out front goes to Ferris from Spellman. Freshman gives it up for Reeves. Back to Ferris left side. Now to Reeves. Thought about the long jumper. A shot fake. Drives lane. Baseline right. Finds Lawrence open and two-hand slam dunk. Nice feed to Lawrence. They're getting some good looks inside. 29-26 Northwest Missouri State Trail Central Missouri. Fitz off the right sideline, right in front of the Mules head coach and Doug Carlskin. Dribbles right into a double team, pulls up, trying to need someone to pop out. And Fitz, we're going to call for a travel, trying to make room to get a pass to Welty out near midcourt.
That's some frustration. You don't typically see it at Justin Fitz there.
Breaking the action with 3:31 left in the first half. Central Missouri leading Northwest Missouri State 29-26. We'll be back and have more for you right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Their 6 locations offer short and long-term rehab, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, as well as one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. More at tiffanycare.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from King City Lumber, specializing in post-frame and all-steel construction. King City Lumber provides planning, design, and construction services for commercial and residential buildings. More information is at kingcitylumber.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop, supplying game day apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. The Union location opens at 10 a.m. on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Maryville Glass and Lock. Greg Fisher and his team offer installation and service of overhead doors from Rainer and Liftmaster operators. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Out of a timeout, Ferris tries to drive the lane. Wittes comes over, slaps the ball off of Ferris's knee, out of bounds, and the Bearcats will have it. Northwest down 29-26, 3:16 left in this first half. Fits into the front court, dribbles right side, guarded by the freshman Daniel Ferris. Dribbles top the key. Left side, Wiltsy, touch pass left corner for Endow. He'll drive to the lane as he does, going through a double team. A foul coming up. And this one will go on to Central Missouri. This will go on Matt Wilkinson. That will be his first foul. Now we're getting down to the free throw line. It's also the eighth team foul, so a 1-1 opportunity coming up for Chris. Chris, a 72% shooter this season at the line. Trying to pull the Bearcats to within one. His first free throw on the way, good. All right, we have a chance. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. And now second free throw bounds out right, and the rebound to Central Missouri. Cats down by two, 29-27. Out top with the dribble of Spillman. Looks off the left side, Ferris. Dribbles for the scores table off the left side between the circle, Spillman. Guarded by Welty. Down the lane he goes, kicks in the right corner. Wilkinson with a three from the right corner. Misses the rebound in the lane to Northwest and in down. Nobody but Bearcats inside for the rebound. Cats now with a chance to tie or take the lead once again as Pitts walks it across midcourt. 2.5 minutes left in the first half. Pitts dribbles left side. Looking to get a screen by Doherty. Does. Down the lane left he goes. Right-handed scoop layup is good as he went past Lawrence for the layup.
That is a tough shot to somehow get that around. Lawrence is 6'8" tall, but Pitts able to do it there.
We tie it up at 29. Lawrence out front. Looks left side, Reeves. It gets a screen by Lawrence. Down the lane he goes. A right-handed runner lobs it up over Doherty and drops it. So Reeves with a big first half has 10 points in the first half. As I mentioned earlier, he struggled the first time around in the first half against the Bearcats down in Warrensburg. Right side, Pitts. Here we'll see the free throw line. Pick and roll right for Doherty. Low post right side. Into the lane he goes on Lawrence. Past him, goes up for the shot, misses. Gets his rebound underneath the bucket. We'll try it again. And second time is good. Almost an instant replay there with a better outcome the second time.
A lot of persistence there from the senior to knock it down.
He's got 6 points. Ties the game up at 31 with 1:26 left in the first half. Reeves off the right wing. Gets a screen by Lawrence. Dribbles top of the key. Right side pass on the wing for Wilkinson. Bounce pass low right, Lawrence posting up with Endow. Dribbles with the left hand. Spins into a double team with Wittes. Misses the shot off the glass. Endow with the rebound and a foul coming up on Lawrence. He knocks Endow to the floor.
Man, ever since Chris missed the second free throw on that 1-1 that he shot a little earlier, he looks like he's been pretty determined and really going after the glass hard. Pulled down some pretty aggressive rebounds on that time. Fought that one away from Lawrence and threw the foul.
Lawrence going to the sideline. Into the game is Dwayne Clark Jr., a transfer from Missouri, Kansas City, to take his place. And Endow will go to the line the other end to shoot him 1-1. Morant's got a lot of minutes in this first half, and one of the things we've seen from him in the past, endurance has not been a strong point of his, where he sometimes fades late in halves. Free throw by Endow, misses on the front end of the 1-1. Endow, a good free throw shooter, struggled in this first half, 1-4 at the line. Tied up at 31, off the left side, Ferris, guarded by Welty. And away from the ball, whistle here. And this one coming up against Northwest. Xavier Kurth will pick up the foul. That's his first. He was guarding pretty tightly that time, Spencer Reeves, and I'm sure one of the reasons guarding that tight, Reeves have had a good first half. Unfortunately, though, Xavier getting called for the foul. Fourth team foul on Northwest. 57.5 seconds left in the half. The inbound comes right side for Spillman. Long bounce pass between the circles. Wilkinson, high post left, Reeves. And guarded by Kurth. Top of the key, Spillman. 10 seconds on the shot clock. 46 on the game clock. Spillman, free throw line, drives on Doherty. Bounce pass low left. Gets it for Clark. Spins. Is shot way too hard. Wittes with the rebound with 36 seconds left in the half. And we got a timeout. 34.1 seconds left in this first half. We're tied up at 31. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats is from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management, retirement planning, and insurance protection for farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialinsurance.com. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
We're tied up at 31 with 34.1 seconds left in the first half in a game that has gone back and forth. Largest lead for Central has been 3. The largest lead for the Bearcats has been 1 in this first half. And Northwest will inbound after this timeout. Pitts will take it across midcourt. About a second difference between the shot clock and the game clock to end this first half. Pitts out between the circles. Just holds the ball. Now long pass left side on the wing. Welty with a long three. Launches it, misses it. Shot goes out of bounds. And along to Northwest, or we may have a foul first. It looks like we've got a foul coming up on Matt Wilkerson as he went for the rebound, picks up his second foul.
Man, that's a tough one. Wilkerson might have extended his arm a little bit and had a little push there, I think, on Welty, who was going for the basketball as he knocked it out of bounds.
And did we get a technical at the end of that?
He must have. It was probably a little bit of a ticky-tack call that probably should have been out of bounds on UCM. Instead, they called a foul, and do you believe we have a tee?
I think so. We've got Justin Pitts at the free throw line all by himself. Now, the question is, where the tee come? They come on the bench?
I believe they're pointing that way.
Justin hits the first free throw. That's his 11th point of the game.
They're still hashing this one out at the scores table.
Another free throw coming to Justin. And that one is good. And Northwest takes the lead 33-31 with 19.1 seconds left.
Yep, they just announced the technical was against the central bench. Well, boy, could this be a big swing, hitting free throws and getting the ball back. I think they're debating. Surely they're lining up for free throws for Hawkins now.
That looks to be the case. So we got Hawkins coming to the free throw line to shoot two, shooting the two fouls shots after being fouled by Wilkinson. So Hawkins to the line, where he's an 88% shooter this season, 7 of 8, shooting two here. First one good.
He's had a pretty dang good freshman campaign, hasn't he? Redshirt freshman of come off the bench and giving you good minutes and getting you hustle points, but knocking down some big shots too.
He's a guy that really is not affected by pressure. He's just out there having a good time playing basketball. Misses the second free throw, though. Rebound comes to Central Missouri with 15 seconds left in the half.
Talking to him about coming out and knocking down 4 3-pointers at Duke in that exhibition and just kind of like, yeah, it was a good time. You know, plays it off.
34-31, Northwest with the lead, 5 seconds left in the half. Reeves out front, drives on Kurth down the lane, goes through a double team, banks it, misses it, and the Bearcats will have the lead going into the locker room at halftime. 34-31 the score. Northwest Missouri State with their largest lead of the game as they go into the locker room at halftime as they beat the Central Missouri Mules. We'll be back and have more for you from Bearcat Arena right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MarylandDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Marcus Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Back at Bearcat Arena, we're at the half. Northwest Missouri State in front of Central Missouri, 34-31. I'm Don Coffey alongside Matt Trenton and our studio engineer, Kyrie Devine. And the Bearcats going to the locker room at halftime with the lead. Again, 34-31. A good finish to this half for the Bearcats, Matt. An 8-2 run to end the half.
Yeah, they played very strong there throughout. I think we were at the, we hit the under 5 timeout, or under 10 even, where it was 6 turnovers apiece. And the Bearcats really started taking better care of the ball from that point on, had some better possessions, got to the free throw line. And you saw Justin kind of start to take the game over a little bit and make his move and get to the rim. So definitely played very well down the stretch, but should be a very fun second half, very physical second half for both teams.
In front of a packed house here at Bearcat Arena.
And, you know, it's funny, 34-31, both teams are shooting 12 of 19 from the floor. Both are 50% from three-point range, so it's been a very even contest.
Getting ready to half, Northwest Missouri State in front of Central Missouri, 34-31. Earlier this afternoon, it was the Central Women with a win over the Northwest Women, 74-58, and when we come back, right, we'll talk with the head coach of the Bearcat women's basketball team, Buck Shield. That's coming up right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
Support for today's game comes from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. Now accepting new patients, more at MarylandSmiles.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Home by Sonia at 103 South Main in Maryville. Home by Sonia provides full-service interior styling along with custom window coverings, flooring, furniture, and more. Information is available online at homebysonia.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com.
Well, at halftime, Northwest Missouri State men's basketball leading Central Missouri 34-31. Earlier today, 74-58 loss for the Northwest women to number 12 Central Missouri, joined by head coach Buck Sheelan. Heck of a ball game. You gave the number 12 team the nation really all they could handle for much of that game. They just hit some buckets down the stretch, able to pull that one out and win this one by 16, even though it was much closer throughout.
Yeah, you know, they're a good team. They're real tough to match up with, just with their personnel, the size of their guards, the versatility of their guards. You know, makes it a tough matchup with our lineup. But you know, like you said, I thought we put together a pretty good game plan. You know, we came out, we competed well. You know, to turn around from a tight game on Saturday with SBU, and then you know have to go against a team like Central Missouri. You know, 2 days later. You know, I thought our competitiveness was really good, and that's just what we have to continue to have.
And it felt like that killer instinct stepped up there for Jalen Haggard, especially in the second half. You needed some buckets, and she came up and knocked down some threes, kind of put her foot on the gas and got to the rim, and it has to be good to see that out of a freshman point guard, that that maturation process continues.
Yeah, you know, she made some big plays and did some a lot of good things there late. But then, you know, you kind of put yourself in those positions where, you know, you hope you don't have to have a freshman out there, you know, trying to make or having to make those plays. But, you know, I thought she did a great job just overall across the board. I thought our overall effort and just how much we were engaged in the game was a lot better. And that's what we have to continue to have. And I told the girls, as long as that effort and that toughness continues, then you get rewarded with wins. And you know, and with a team like Central Missouri, with their versatility and you know just the experience they've accumulated, when you have those letdowns on either end of the floor, they're going to make you pay for it.
What's the talk at halftime? Down by three to a top 15 team of, you know, you're that close, you have a chance to get over the hump, just couldn't quite pull it out. What do you say at halftime moving forward into that?
Well, a lot of it was just to, you know, not be okay with just, you know, being in the game for one half and, you know, continue to play aggressive and be more aggressive on both sides of the ball, because, you know, I know with them is they're not going to let up. And, you know, so for us it was, you know, be excited about that first half, clean some things up, and you know, come out and just be better. And we were throughout stretches, but then you know we had a couple stretches there throughout that third quarter where we didn't get in good flow on the offensive end and had some breakdowns defensively. And you know, to their credit, at that time Central Missouri hit some big shots and made some plays when they had to kind of stretch things out.
Now it's just about finding that same intensity and go to UNK and knock them off this week.
You know, it's going to be a tough road trip. That's a tough place to win. Kearney's a really good team this year. They've got some really good upperclassmen that can shoot the ball really well. They've got a real good presence inside and things like that. And they're playing hard. And it's just like any other MIAA game, that it's a road game and it's going to be a tough trip, but. You know, that's why you play in this conference for those opportunities to do that. And so, you know, I want to see us to continue to grow and mature as a team. And you know, hopefully we'll get that win here on the road this week.
Coach, appreciate your time. We'll chat with you again soon.
Yep, thank you.
That's Buck Shield, Northwest Missouri State women's head basketball coach. Coach Shield's postgame interview underwritten by Bolin Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work, as well as a driveline facility. Bolin Auto and Truck Parts, located at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joseph, family-owned since 1951. More at 800-292-6546. We'll take a break. John Kofke will be back with your halftime stats. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, with 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. The right bank is right at your fingertips at nvb.com. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claim assistance, and insurance reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mountain City. Also from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More information at 582-2699. Support for today's game is provided by Younger Auction Company. Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com. And from Bullseye Trading in Maryville, located at 1115 East 1st Street, open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bullseye Trading offers guns, ammo, and payday and pawn loans. For more info, call 660-241-5013. Support also comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSMHealth.com. Also from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prentery House. More at ConceptionAbbey.org.
Yeah. The Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State up at halftime, 34-31. We've had 7 lead changes and 6 ties in this game so far. And the Bearcats, a nice 18 run at the end of the first half to take the lead. For the Bearcats, out of the first half, shooting 63% from the field, 12 of 19, and they were 5 of 10 from 3-point range.
Picture.
And 5 of 9 from the free throw line in that first half. And for Central Missouri, shooting 63% as well. Both teams actually shooting 63.2%. Both teams 12 of 9 from the field. And both teams 50% from the three-point line. The Mules, though, 3 of 6. The Bearcats, 5 of 10. And the Mules, 4 of 4 at the free throw line. And rebounding totals, Northwest out-rebounding Central Missouri, 34-31. Turnovers, 6 turnovers for Northwest and 7 for Central Missouri. And looking at the scoring, 12 points for Justin Pitts, lead way for the Bearcats, and 10 points for Spencer Reeves. And that's the way the totals look here at halftime. Back to get things rolling for the second half, right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead, envelopes, business cards, posters, and more. Rapid Elite also features website design, ink and toner, and UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at RapidEliteMaryville.com. And from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateChryslerDodgeJeepRam.com or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933. Offering in-house decisions on auto and recreational loans within one business day, the credit union is located at the intersection of Highway 71 and East South Avenue, today, tomorrow, together. Also from King City Lumber, their post-frame and all-steel buildings can be used as homes, barns, sheds, garages, or commercial buildings. More information about design and construction is at kingcitylumber.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville at 125 East South Avenue. Rogers provides patients and their families with medical supplies, including oxygen, CPAP, scooters, and home medical equipment. More information is online at RogersRxMV.com. Support also comes from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003. Also from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at PizzaRanch.com.
Support for the Halftime Report comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
Back at Bearcat Arena in front of a packed house. Northwest in front of Central Missouri 34-31 as we get ready for a second half play. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Congratulations to the Northwest Missouri State Steppers as they were competing in their national championships in Orlando, Florida over the weekend. And they come away with the national championship. So everyone's winning national championships around here.
Pass them out like candy, right? And that's just what you do at Northwest. You come in, you win, you excel. And obviously we talk about it, you know, whether it's the Steppers or the cheerleaders or basketball or football or whatever the case may be, but it extends to the classroom too. So always good to see that. And congrats to the Steppers.
Bearcats with the ball to start the second half. Going from our right to our left, Justin Pitts dribbles right side into the right corner for Kurth out front. Doherty dribbles at the top of the key, giving him all kinds of room. Finds in doubt the free throw line. Back to Doherty on the pick and roll underneath the bucket. Finds Kurth cutting through the lane. Bubbled it, picked up by Endow. Nine on the shot clock. Endow dribbles to the left wing. Steps back, wants the three off the back of the rim. And the rebound, Lawrence for Central Missouri. Cats up by three as the second half just underway. Mules in their traveling road uniforms with the white numerals and the Bearcats in their home whites with the gray numerals and the green trim. Left side, Reeves. Guarded by Kurth. A little touch foul out front, and Xavier picks up the foul.
Wow. You know, there's a new rule this year. It's the basically a cylinder from the floor all the way up that if you reach in that, then they're going to call a foul on the defender. But in a physical game like this, haven't seen anything close to that. And that time, Reeves just kind of barely leans into Kurth, and they call the foul.
34-31, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Reeves right side now, picked up by Kurth, who's still all over him. Backpedals with the dribble. Spires the dribble, holds it high over his head, and finds between the circle Spellman. Dribbles left side, Doherty checks off on him. Long pass right side, Richardson takes the three. Short rebound, Doherty for Northwest. Richardson set a lot of the first half after picking up two early fouls. A little bit out of his comfort zone there. 34-31, Northwest Missouri State up. Wittes between the circles, looks right side, Kurth on the wing. Back to Wittes out front, left side, Pitts. Dribbles between the circles, chased by Reeves. Doherty steps out to set a pick. Dribbles to the right wing. Now finds Kurth open on the right side. Three, nothing but now. A three-pointer for Kurth off the right side. His eighth of the season. And Northwest up 37-31. Now on a 10-2 run against the Mules, dating back to the first half. Spellman to the top of the key. Open with the right hand. A three off the front of the rim. Rebound Northwest. Doherty clears the board for Northwest. One area in the first half that the Mules hung tough on for the Bearcats was on the boards. Again, this is not a very good Mule rebounding team, but they did well in the first half against Northwest. Pitts dribbles left side. Now top of the key, through the lane, kicks into the right corner, open and down. He'll take the three and hit it. And now with 10 points with the three-pointer from the right corner and a quick timeout by Central Missouri head coach Doug Carlskin. 40-31, Northwest has built the three-point halftime lead. Out to a nine-point lead. We'll be back and have more for you after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing, copying, and other services such as folding, stapling, binding, and laminating, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More online at RapidEliteMaryville.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. Learn more at 660-562-0025.
Northwest on an 11-0 run dating back to the first half and really going back to the last 6 minutes and 6 seconds of this game on a 14-2 run over Central Missouri, and they lead 40-31 with 17:46 left in this first half.
That's a good timeout for head coach Doug Carlos Kent, because as Justin Pitts starts to find those guys and those three-pointers start falling, this lead can really grow in a hurry. So with it just at nine, grabs that timeout trying to stop momentum.
Spellman for the Mules between the circles. Bounce pass left side, Richardson. Goes low right side for Lawrence, posting up with Jordan, coming from the help side and down with the block of the shot. Keeps it inbound, then it's picked up by Pitts.
Wow.
And now another technical on the bench for Central Missouri and Coach Doug Carlskin.
And I think I can understand the official on that one. He was hot about the in-down block from behind on Lawrence. Carlskin thought that was a foul, which from our angle, and of course wearing green shaded glasses, it looked like a perfectly good block, but he was in the official's ear in a hurry and got that tee.
Now the question we have to have here is, on the first half, a technical was called against the central bench. Was it against Carlskin or someone else off that bench as Pitts goes to the free throw line to hit the free throw?
They're chatting about something right now, and it looks like Carlskin's okay and is going to stay there with the team.
Second free throw by Pitts is good. 42-31, Northwest Missouri State in front.
But it's a killer, too, because you give Northwest two free points without time coming off the clock and possession, so you put your team down by 11 with a chance to be down by 13 or 14 when they're playing a great defensive game.
42-31, Northwest Missouri State up off the right side. A foul coming up on Central Missouri and D.J. Richardson. Pitts over on the right sideline is trying to drive past Richardson. Richardson steps to cut off that sideline and gets called for the foul.
Number three on him, and like you said, he missed a lot of that first half in foul trouble. Only played about 8 minutes, I believe, of the first half, so he's in foul trouble once again. Three here early in the second half.
42-31, Northwest Missouri State in front. Pitts dribbles left sideline in front of the Bearcat bench, tries to pass out front for Doherty, tipped away by Spellman, picked up by the Mules. Richardson into the front court, dribbles top of the key. Reeves left side. We have Lawrence finally coming down the floor. Down the lane right side, Reeves dribbles off his ankle, out of bounds. Starting to see the Mules chip a little bit at the officials. Lawrence now upset with one of the officials here. And for the Mules, they go into full court pressure off the inbound. They ran some full court press against the Bearcats in the first meeting. Didn't work too well. Long pass down the floor finds Doherty. Now to Pitts between the circles, Northwest to set up the offense. And for the Mules, after playing man-to-man in the first half, going into essentially a 3-2 zone here in the second. Pitts out front, looks left side, Wittes. Now to Pitts. Pitts pulls up the dribble off the left wing into left corner. Wittes launches the three, misses off the front of the rim. Lawrence with the rebound inside for the Mules. Now it goes to Spellman into the front court right side. 42-31, Northwest Missouri State in front. Lawrence out front. Looks left side, Wilkinson drives on Wittes through the lane to the bucket, a bump. His shot goes down as he banked it high off the glass and down, and a foul coming up on Northwest. They'll count the bucket, and Wittes will pick up the foul. And that stops a 13-0 run by the Bearcats. Kurth will go to the sideline, Welty into the game for Northwest. And Matt Wilkinson, who averages 4 points a game, has nine and a chance to go into double figures as he does with the free throw. Clarence Smith into the game. Wilkinson to the sideline. Back to full court pressure out of the Mules. 42-34, Northwest Missouri State in front. 16-20 left in this ballgame. Pitts a long pass in the front court for Endow as the Cats easily break the press. Left side, Welty. Now to Pitts between the circles. Off the right side, Wittes. Now to Endow, right corner to Wittes, right side. To Doherty at the top of the key. Back to Pitts out front. With 10 seconds on the shot clock, Pitts through the lane, dribbles underneath the bucket. Now brings it out front for Endow. He'll take the three, rims out right in the rebound to Reeves and Central Missouri. In the front court, left side with the high dribble at the left hand. Now drives the lane to the bucket, lays it up and in. Gets the board at one end, takes it coast to coast, and lays it up at the other. There was a point in the first half when Northwest was really letting Central Missouri get too many buckets inside off of drives just like that. 42-36, Northwest Missouri State in front. Pitts out front, looks left side, Welty. Cross court right side, Wittes. Then looking at the 3-2 zone to end out, drives the baseline right up with a shot, misses it off the glass, and the rebound Lawrence for Central Missouri. 42-36, Bearcats in front. Left side, Smith. Right-handed dribble to the top of the key. Gives a right for Spellman. Bounce pass out front, Lawrence. Left side on the wing, Smith. Goes low left for Spillman, up over Wittes, banks it, misses it, reaches over Wittes, gets the rebound, puts it back up, and it rolls around and out, and down with the rebound. 42-36, Northwest in front. 14:50 left in the game. Both of these teams with just one conference loss. The Bearcats at 6-1, Central Missouri at 5-1. Left corner, Pitts. Out front, Wittes. To Pitts, left wing, wants the three, takes it, and hits it. Pitts with 17 points, Northwest up 45-36.
Well, it doesn't happen very often, but after Pitts hit that three-pointer, kind of looks at Clarence Smith and sets something on the way down. So this is going to get a little chippy from both teams here in the second half.
Reeves through the lane, baseline right for Lawrence. A shot fake up with a shot and a foul. Shot was blocked by Doherty. Lawrence falls to the floor, and Doherty will pick up the foul. That'll be number one on Doherty. And Lawrence slow to get up. Got a break in the action. 14-17 left in the game. It's Northwest Missouri State 45, Central Missouri 36. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MarryvilleDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joseph, Mount City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com. Lawrence going to the free throw line, foul before the timeout. His first free throw is good. 7 points now for Lawrence, his first trip to the line today. 68% shooter on the year. 45-37 Northwest, now 45-38 as Lawrence hits the second. Long way to go here, 14-14 left in the game. We're in the second half, and a long pass by Pitts goes to end out in front of the front court right side. It's Northwest facing some full court pressure out of the Mules. Cats break it again. Pitts looks left side for Welty. Long cross-court pass right for Endow. Available right for Doherty. Now to Hawkins. Back to Doherty. And Delaney goes. Lays it up and in. A little jump stop. Went right around Reeves and lays it in. 47-38 Northwest up. 13:47 left in the game. Blake Spillman out front. Dribbles left side. Trying to go into the left corner. The ball hit the backside of Endow. Goes out of bounds. Trying to find Reeves in that left corner. So the Mules will inbound with 19 seconds on the shot clock. Northwest with a 47-38 lead. Spellman lobs it out front left side, Reeves. Free throw line, spins on Welty, in the lane, into a double team, and brings it back out left for Spellman. Cross court right, Smith. Smith through the lane, baseline left, getting it to Lawrence, who tried to go up with the two-handed slam dunk and a whistle.
Well, it's so loud in here, you couldn't hear the whistle because that looked like a perfectly clean block from Ryan Hawkins, and they're going to say he got him on the arm. Wow.
Hawkins picks up his first to get Lawrence back to the free throw line. 47-38, Central Missouri in front of Northwest. 13:27 left in this game.
That was a great play by Ryan Hawkins to get in there and block Lawrence's shot as he went in for that dunk, but I guess they got him.
First free throw by Lawrence, good. He's got 9 points. He averages just over 15 points a game. Second free throw, good. So he goes into double figures and makes it a 7-point game. Northwest in front, 47-40. off the right side and down. Wants the long three off the front of the rim, and Rance clears the rebound. He's putting together a pretty good second half. Cat's largest lead of this game's been 11. It's now a 7-point lead. Rance right side on the wing for Clarence Smith. Dribbles top of the key. Left side pass for Spellman. Out front, Smith. Expires his dribble. Bounce pass right side. Trying to leave the Rance. It goes out of bounds. It belongs to Northwest. And Smith trying to lobby his case with one of the officials that the ball was tipped, but it will belong to Northwest. 47-40. Northwest in front of the Mules. Just under 13 minutes left in the game. Fitz walks it across the timeline. Left side pass for Endowed. The elbow left for Doherty. Doherty spins down the lane with a shot off the glass. Good. That mismatch with Spellman. Took advantage of it and hits the shot. Double figures for Doherty with 10. And a 9-point Bearcat lead. On the right side, Spellman hooked the pass top of Keeler. That's left side on the wing, Smith. Right-hander dribble. Cross-court right side, Reeves. And Dow all over him. Reeves looks over the bench. Now will dribble with the right hand. Between the legs. Now to the right wing. Pass, pass, low right, and 10 to 4. Lawrence reaching around Hawkins, knocks the ball loose, but gets called for the foul. That'll be number 2 on Ryan Hawkins.
Well, after Hawkins got called for a foul and he blocked the dunk of Lawrence last time, got called for this one, kind of shrugged her shoulders like, yeah, I agree with this one. That's all right.
And now to the sideline. Xavier Kurth back into the game. Inbound, out front, tipped away by Welty. Goes into the backcourt. Welty diving after it with Smith, and Welty got called for the foul. A collision there. Welty hustling after it. Unfortunately, collides with Smith and picks up his first foul. Be the fifth team foul, now sixth team foul on Northwest. Heels with 2 in this second half.
That's another one. Coach McCollum doesn't agree with thinking a loose ball. That's a fair game for his guy to go for it.
Inbound comes to Spellman. Walks it across midcourt. There's 15 seconds on the shot clock. At the elbow right side of the Rance, guarded by Doherty. One dribble, finds Reeves. Dribbles to the free throw line, through the lane. Another bump out front, and a whistle and a foul. And this one will go on Kurth. For Xavier, that's his third foul. 49-40, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. And Dow, they just went to the sideline, quickly back into the ballgame. And Xavier will go to the bench. Breaking the action, 12:02 left in this second half. Northwest Missouri State 49, Central Missouri 40. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville. Their memory care program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com. 49-40, Northwest in front of Central Missouri, 12:02 left in the game. Reminder that this game underwritten by Bomley Auto, located at the 5-mile corner, and Miller Financial and Insurance Center, located at 309 East Summit, with brothers Steve and Dan Miller. Reeves at the line to shoot a 1-1. Fouled before the timeout. The left-handed shooter hits the free throw. During that last timeout, Matt Tritton, we saw Coach Ben McCollum take some time to talk with one of the officials, Brad Perry.
Yeah, it almost seemed like he called that 30-second timeout just a chance to pull him over and chat with him a little bit and kind of figure out some of these calls that have gone against Northwest that look like they could be a little ticky-tack depending on your vantage point.
Reeves, the 91% free throw shooter, hits both free throws. Tightens the game up a bit. 49-42, Northwest with the lead over Central Missouri. Cats had a 34-31 lead at halftime. And in the front court, Welty, long cross-court pass right side for Endow. Back to Welty left side, skipping it over that zone defense. Back out to Welty, a pass right side for Endow. Endow, free throw line, Doherty. Left side for Fitz, touch pass left corner for Welty. The three, nothing but net. Welty with 6 points and a 10-point Bearcat lead, 52-42. Blake Spellman across midcourt, top of the key. High post right side, Lawrence. Into the right corner, Spellman open with a three-pointer. Well short, missed it by about 2 feet, and Hawkins underneath the bucket with the rebound for Northwest. 10-point Bearcat lead. Fitz into the front court from our right to our left. Standing on the Bearcat paw as he sets up the offense for Northwest. Doherty steps out to set a screen. Fitz dribbles right wing. Now as he goes down the lane right side, a foul coming up on Blake Spillman of Central Missouri. And for Spillman, that's his second foul. Got a hand on the hip of Fitz as he went by. That's the third team foul on the Mules. Wittes into the game for Northwest. Hawkins to the sideline. Inbound right side, Fitz into the right corner. Dribbles right wing. Finds Doherty, high post right. Doherty now dribbles top of the key. Left side for Welty. Now to an end out to the baseline left. Brings it out right wing. Wittes top of the key. Fitz open with the three. Got it. 20 points for Fitz. And a timeout. Central Missouri. Northwest up 55-42. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by the City of Maryville, home to Mozingo Lake Recreation Park. The park offers residents and visitors 8 fully furnished lakeside rental cabins, as well as a hotel and new conference center opening in 2018. More at MozingoLake.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at GoTriState.com or at 660-582-3677.
Bearcats now with their largest lead of the game, 55-42 over Central Missouri, 10-43 left of the game. With Matt Tritton, I'm John Coffey, our studio engineer, Kyrie Devine. Pretty good sequence right now for Northwest.
Yeah, you see him come down in a nice touch pass from Pitts to Welty in the corner, a big three-pointer, and Pitts gets one of his own on the other end after that. 55-42 now, the Northwest lead.
Off the left side, Wilkinson back into the ballgame for the Mules. Finds the freshman, Daniel Ferris, out front right side for Richardson. Down the lane right, he goes on Welty, banks it, misses it, rebound tipped on the baseline. Out of bounds, it belongs to Northwest. Off of Richardson. 10-24 left in the game. Battle of two of the top teams in the MIAA. Both with just one conference loss. Into the front court, left side, Pitts, guarded by Ferris. Dribbles left. Hooks the pass top the key for Doherty. Free throw line. Right side, Welty sets up, wants the three. Well, short rebound, Karam's left side, and will belong to Central Missouri. Reeves across midcourt, left side from our left to our right. Out front for Lawrence, trailing on the play. Looks right side, Wilkinson on the wing. Hands off Ferris, brings it top of the key. Looks right side, Wilkinson. Low post intended for Lawrence. Reach over, foul coming up on Doherty. Doherty got a hand on the ball, but I believe his body got a little bit of contact with Lawrence. And Doherty will pick up his second foul. Yeah. Check that, his third foul now. That's Doherty's third foul. Breaking the extra, 9:49 left in the game. It's Northwest Missouri State 55, Central Missouri 42. We'll be back right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware and custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestein and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at dnvi.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck bed liners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcats is provided by Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville. The Miller brothers offer assistance with investments and retirement planning, as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information is at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from your local family-owned Orslin Farm and Home, with more than 30 stores throughout the region. Horsland provides customers with the tools and materials necessary for jobs on the farm, in the garage, or at home. More information at horselandfarmhome.com. Morant shooting a 1-1, hits the first free throw. He now has 11 points, 5-5 at the free throw line. It's a 55-43 Northwest Missouri State lead with 9:49 left in the game. Second free throw by Lorenz goes down as well. He'll go to the sideline as Brendan Emmert comes into the ballgame to give him a bit of a breather. Lorenz with 12 points total, just three shy of his season average. 55-44 Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Pitts lobs it out front, stolen by Ferris, but is picked right back by Pitts for Northwest. Dribbles right side where he is chased by Reeves. Takes it top of the key. Emmert checks off on him. Now Pitts down the lane into the right corner. Wittes wants to handle the ball, controls it. Gets it into the right corner. Pitts with two on the shot clock, misses the shot. Rebound left side is picked up by Ferris, but the shot clock sounds, and the Mules will bring it down the floor. So Smith into the ballgame, and Wilkinson to the sideline for the Mules. For our opportunity here in the second half where Northwest didn't get a very good look at the basket.
Yeah, they did a good job of coming down with a pair of players trapping Justin in the corner. Just a couple seconds left on that shot clock, so all he could do was fire that one up and hope it caught something.
7-point Bearcat lead. And out front, whistling a foul. Richardson was dribbling to the top of the key. Ferris was knocked to the floor after trying to set a screen. And Hawkins will pick up the foul going through that screen. That's his third. And this will get Daniel Ferris to the free throw line. He hasn't been there often this season. He's 12 of 15. Averages a couple points a game. He's been held scoreless this afternoon. Free throw too hard. Rebound wealthy for Northwest. Turns into a pretty good foul. 55-44, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Pitts into the front court. Dribble left side, pulls up, long three on the way off the back of the rim. Rebound and a foul, and Dow trying to crash the board with Reeves, and the foul coming up on Smith, I guess. It is going on. Smith will pick up his third foul for a push before and down went up for the rebound.
And there are four red jerseys in there. There's no reason that someone didn't body up Chris, but good hustle on his part to get in there, fight for it, and get the foul called.
Fourth team foul on the Mules. Just under 9 minutes left in the game. And down wants to call a timeout as Northwest couldn't get the inbound before a five count. So Endow will get the timeout, breaking the action. 8:53 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State 55, Central Missouri 44. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Tiffany offers in-home services such as housekeeping, laundry, personal care tasks, licensed nurse visits, and respite care for people throughout Northwest Missouri. More at tiffanycare.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at barnesbakerautomotive.com.
Welcome back to Bearcat Arena, 55-44 Northwest in front of Central Missouri. Today's game underwritten by Walker Body Shop and Towing, providing collision repair and 24-hour towing. And Northwest Cell, carrying a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. Northwest inbound, baseline left, and out looks to trigger it in. All the way out to the top, of the near the timeline, where it's pulled down by Hawkins. Lobs it to left side, and Pitts with 25 on the shot clock, 8:46 left in the game. Pitts dribbling right in front of the Northwest bench, guarded by Emmert. Cross-court right side for Wittes. Right corner for Welty. To Wittes, to Pitts, top of the key. Now to 10 seconds on the shot clock. Pitts through the lane, to the bucket, lays it up and in as he just went right through all kinds of traffic in the lane and then ends up having an easy layup. 57-44, Northwest Missouri State in front with 8:20 left. Top of the key, DJ Richardson. Looks left side for Spencer Reeves. Guarded by Endow. Emmer coming out to try to set up a screen. Reeves doesn't use it. Drives the lane right side. Misses the layup. And a rebound to Hawkins and Northwest. Pitts across midcourt. Right side. Hawkins on the wing. Now to Pitts. Northwest runs some clock with 7:55 left and a 57-44 lead. Hawkins sets up to set a screen for Pitts. Who lobs it left side for Wittes. Now to Endow. To Pitts near midcourt. Justin, top of the key. Pulls up. Long three. Got it. I believe Justin's feeling it this afternoon.
I think you're right, and I think a little bit of it is the chippiness of this game. Both teams getting pretty heated, and I think he decided I'm going to go ahead and take this one over and puts up 25 points already.
Ended up with 29 in the first meeting between the two teams. 60-44, Northwest Missouri State in front. Reeves off the left wing. Through the lane, dishes right side for Emmert, who has the easy layup off the right of the bucket. That for Brandon Emmert is his first bucket of the game. 60-46, Northwest up. Dow off the right side, lobs it cross court left for Wittes. Now to Pitts near midcourt. Just under 7 minutes left in the game. The senior Pitts guarded by the freshman Ferris. Dribbles passing through the lane. No look pass right side for Endow. Wide open in the blocks off the right and lays it in.
Great cut by Endow and a good job of Pitts getting in there. Could have put up his floater instead. The easy lay-in for Endow.
62-46 Northwest. Emmert top the key. Looks left side Smith. Tries the lane. Bumping a foul as Smith knocked to the floor. And this one to go on Ryan Hawkins.
Well, if there are, what, 2 points on 1 of 9 shooting the other night against Southwest Baptist, Justin, so far. 25 points on 8 of 12 shooting and 5 assists. So a normal Justin Pitt stat line.
Yeah, I think so.
And that's coming with a few open three-pointers that his team missed early in the game, too.
That last game with the Mules down in Warrensburg, he had 29 points and 7 assists. Smith at the line, 81% shooter. As he goes to the line to shoot two, first one hits the backboard, the rim, and rolls in.
And this has been a good game throughout the second half as well. Central's hanging in there. A single-digit lead for Northwest for much of it, but they get going. Justin gets rolling, hits a couple big shots, finds some openings for his teammates, and you find yourself up by 15 right now.
Largest lead's been 16. Second free throw by Smith is good. Largest lead for the Mules has been 3 back midway through the first half as the two teams in the first half really just traded baskets throughout much of it. 62-48, Northwest Missouri State in front. Hawkins off the right side, out front for Doherty. Left side, Kurth to the top of the key. Expires his dribble. Finds Endow to the right wing. Drives baseline left into a double team with Lawrence and a whistle and a foul.
That's number 4 on Richardson.
Coming off the baseline, picks up his 4th foul. 5th team foul on the Mules. So Northwest will inbound baseline right. Northwest with a 62-48 lead. Inbound right side, Kurth. Out front, Doherty. He hands off to Pitts. Northwest to set up the offense. There's 14 seconds on the shot clock. Just over 6 minutes left in the game. Pitts wants to go one-on-one with Ferris. Between the circles. Drives past Ferris. Loves it high off the glass and it goes in. As he went down the right side of the lane, Lawrence stepped out and he just tossed it softly over Lawrence's head and kissed it off the glass.
They even tried to sneak a double team over. He still went past them both.
64-48. Northwest in front. Ferris left side. Low left for Lawrence, posting up for Doherty. Now with a dribble. Out top the key, Smith. Scoops past right side for Reeves with a three-pointer. Won't go in down with the rebound. 64-48, Northwest taking control of the game as the second half goes along. Right side, Wittes open from three-point range. It's the front of the rim. Ferris with the rebound for the Mules. Pushes it left to right across the timeline through the lane. Right side, Richardson open on the wing with the three. It's good. Richardson, who hit an early three-pointer in the first half, hits his second three of the game and goes into double figures with 10 points. 64-51, Northwest Missouri State in front. Into the front court, left side, Pitts. 4:48 left in the game. Mules in now a 2-3 zone. Between the circles, Pitts. Stepping out to set a pick is Doherty. Right side, Kurth on the wing. Kurth will penetrate in the lane with a jumper from 10. Knocks it down. Xavier Kurth ends up with 7 points after that bucket, and it's a 66-51 Northwest lead. 4:20 left in the contest. Into the front court, right side, DJ Richardson. Top the key, Lawrence. Left wing pass gets it to Reeves. Lost the hand on his dribble, and Wittes dives after, comes up with it, scoots the pass to Endow. 2-on-2 break, and down to the bucket, lays it up, misses it off the left side. Rebound to Kurth, stripped out of his hands, loose in lane, and controlled by Central Missouri. Richardson through the lane. Has his clock loose from behind. The ball turns off with us. Back to Pitts.
Just the way they drew it up. I've never seen that.
Looked like a pinball machine out there, the way that ball was bouncing around. 66-51, Northwest Missouri State in front. Cats with it into the front court right side. Pitts. Northwest spreading out their offense. Three players along the baseline. And now stepping out will be Kurth going out to the free throw line. And then we'll step out and try to set up a screen. Instead, Pitts between the circles with the long three. No rebound tipped out of Endow's hands. Picked up by Smith. Central Missouri on the break. Ferris into the front court left side. Now we'll drive. A runner blocked away by Kurth, but Saver may get called for the foul. Looks to be the case as Kurth will pick up his fourth foul. Stops the clock with 3:16 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State 66, Central Missouri 51. Back with more after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestein and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at dnvi.com.
Back at Bearcat Arena at the free throw line. Daniel Ferris misses his first free throw. We'll have a second. Northwest in front, 66-51. Second free throw off the front of the rim and rolls in. His first point of the game, 66-52. Northwest in front. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Cats with it off the right side. Wittes. Bounce pass. High post right for Doherty. Now to Pitts between the circles. Dribbles left side to the left wing. And to the free throw line. Baseline left. Doherty drives. Kicks it back out front right side. Wilty with the three off the front of the rim. And Lorenz with the rebound for Central Missouri. 66-52. Northwest Missouri State in front. 2:46 left in the game. Richardson with the dribble on the right wing to the top of the key. Pulls up free throw line left. Fadeaway jumper over Pitts off the front of the rim and rolls in. Richardson with 12 points, 66-54, Northwest in front. Pitts dribbling in front of the scorer's table, left side. Chased by Smith. 2:22 left in the game. Pitts out front for Doherty, back to Pitts, left side. Looking at the 2-3 zone, right side Wittes, top of the key, Pitts. In the right lane, it goes to Kurth. Left side, Wittes. Back out front, Pitts. Top the key. Three, nothing but now. And for Pitts, 30 points. Northwest in front, 69-54. Top the key, left side, Richardson. Free throw line. Now, fadeaway jumper in the lane is good from 12 out.
Based on that, a couple of those tough shots where first Pitts had good defense on. That time, wealthy outstretched arm, but a nice touch shot there from Richardson.
69-56, Bearcats in front. Pitts in front of the scores table and a timeout Northwest. 1:36 left, the Bearcats 69, Central Missouri 56, back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcats is from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management, retirement planning, and insurance protection for farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. 69-56, Northwest Missouri State with the lead over Central Missouri. 1:36 left in the game. Bearcats will inbound right in front of their bench. And now getting ready to trigger it in. Doherty, Pitts, Wittes, and Welty on the floor for the Cats. Inbound comes to Justin. Dribbles near the timeline. Right side pass for Endow. We'll drive right on Spillman. Down the lane. Ball stripped out of his hands. It goes off of the thigh of Endow out of bounds. And it will belong to the Mules. Minute 27 left in the game. Northwest trying to defeat the Mules for the second time this season. Into the front court, left side, Richardson. Out front goes Reeves. Spillman, top of the key. Looks left side, Smith. Fires his dribble. Finds Spillman out front. Right in front of the scorer's table. Long cross court pass left side with 10 on the shot clock. The long three by Richardson is good. Now with 17 points, a 10-point Bearcat lead, 69-59, under a minute left in the game.
You know, early on in this ball game, we saw 6 first-half turnovers from Northwest, another one early in the second half, but from about a 17-minute span, only one turnover for the Bearcats from early there in that second half.
Wittes left side, bounce pass, high post left, Doherty, back to Wittes, left baseline, back to Doherty, through the lane, up and shot, blocked away by Lawrence, but a foul. And Jacob will pick up his second foul. This will get Doherty to the line. Fred, a 56% shooter this year. His first trip there this afternoon. He's in double figures, though, with 10 points. And the lefty puts the person up and in. Xavier Kurtz in, and Justin Pitts to the sideline. And Justin going to the sideline for a round of applause after a 30-point performance and 5 assists this afternoon.
It felt like he started out kind of slow as well, missed some shots early, but really finished strong.
32nd free throw rolls out left, and Northwest Missouri State on defense with an 11-point lead, 30 seconds left in the game. Right side, Spillman to the top of the key. Finds Reeves, who's guarded by Endow. Pass right side for Lawrence. Turns, faces the bucket, knocks it down from 15 feet. Lawrence with 14 points. Had 10 in the first meeting with the Bearcats. It's a 9-point Bearcat lead with 12 seconds left. Endow into the front court, left side. Bearcat fans coming to their feet. A good performance out of Northwest in front of a packed house as Endow just dribbles all by himself. As the Mules have already gone back to the their bench as the clock now sounds. And Northwest post a 70-61 win over Central Missouri. Another strong second half for the Bearcats as Northwest improves to 15-1 and 7-1 in the MIAA. The Mules fall to 13-3 and 5-2. We take a timeout before we go to our post-game activities. We'll be back in 2 minutes on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mount City.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More information available at 562-7562 or MarysvilleRealEstate.net.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 582-8800.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for Bearcat Radio Network comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Back at Bearcat Arena, a happy crowd here at the arena filing out as Northwest posted a 70-61 win over Central Missouri. As I mentioned a little bit earlier, the Bearcats go to 15-1 and 7-1 in MIAA play. While the Mules fall to 13-3 and 5-2, and Matt Trenton, a good second half for Northwest.
Yeah, really played well, only outscored Central by 6 points that second half, but a few big runs to balloon this lead up to 16 at one time, and you see him hit some shots late to kind of hang around in this one, but really played well defensively, made them take some tough shots, and on the other end, Justin Pitt took over. The team hit some three-pointers and able to pull out another victory.
Tri-State Ford Lincoln and Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram underwriters for today's broadcast, along with Pitzenberger's Auto Body, taking the dents out of accidents and Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville. Again, 15-1, the Bearcats go, and 7-1 in the conference with the win. Northwest posts a 70-61 victory over Central Missouri. We'll be back to have more for you as we begin our postgame right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims, assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. And from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management and retirement planning as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or MillerFinancialAndInsurance.com. Support for today's game also comes from Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Nellestein served Northwest Missouri for 20 years and specializes in the treatment of leg ailments including varicose veins, spider veins, restless legs, leg ulcers, and blood clots. For a consultation, 816-291-4149. Also from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies since 1935. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. And from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Drs. Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or compassdentalgroup.com. Support also comes from South Paul's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paul's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387. Also from Northwest Campus Dining, offering Chick-fil-A and the J.W. Jones Student Union. From chicken sandwiches to their new frosted lemonade, Chick-fil-A is open to Northwest students and the Maryville community. More information is at nwcampusdining.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
70-61, the final score of the Northwest men with a win over Central Missouri. With Matt Trenton, I'm John Coffey. Kyrese Devine is our studio engineer. Matt Trenton, a good win for Northwest.
Yeah, it is. Central Missouri is a good basketball team. Only their last loss came to the Bearcats there in Warrensburg. So to see them come out and play well today and knock off UCM, who's going to be a force. Expect to see them in Kansas City once again later in the MIAA tournament. A good W, and you see a pair of players on the Bevo Francis watch list for the Player of the Year, and Justin Pitts and Chris Endow come out and play well. And 30 points, 5 assists for Justin, 12.6 rebounds for Chris, kind of setting the tone. And that's even with, you know, Xavier Kurth stepping back a little bit, only 7 points, but there were 7 big points. Joey Wittes
his only offensive contributions. He was 0-2 from the field, but played good defense. I mean, even whenever you have certain guys that are cold and aren't hitting that particular day, there's so many others that can step up. We see that again. It just so happened to be two of the frontline guys.
And we're getting a lot of consistent play out of Brett Doherty inside.
Brett Doherty has been the most underrated player on this team this year, I think, especially since, you know, the second half of the season started. He's really been an offensive force. We saw him break out some moves today that I'd never seen before from Brett. So he's been a good offensive force, and you know you're going to get 40 minutes of a very good defense out of him night in, night out.
Again, the final score, Northwest Missouri State 70, Central Missouri 61. We'll be back to have more in our postgame right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025. And from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville, located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center. Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, and Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641. Support also comes from Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 582-4599 or pittsautobody.com. Also from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon, representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com. Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the city of Maryville, home to Mozingo Lake Recreation Park. Mozingo Lake offers outdoor recreation activities such as boating, fishing, hiking, and equestrian trails. More information on Mozingo is at MozingoLake.com. And from Northwest Audiovisual, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with original recipe, extra crispy or grilled chicken and sides for lunch or dinner. Also from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, supplying ink, toner, shipping services, and website design, Rapid Elite also provides design and printing for business forms, brochures, booklets, letterhead, and more. More online at RapidEliteMaryville.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State with a 70-61 win over Central Missouri. Joined now by the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And Ben, that's a fun game to watch. It was an intense game, really, from the opening tip to the final buzzer there.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought Central came with a lot of energy. I thought they competed extremely hard. I thought they just played really, really well. And credit them for the closeness of the game, obviously, I thought they just competed, you know, at a high level, and our guys, you know, starting off were a little bit slow. I didn't think we probably expected them to come at us like they did. I thought they were really good, Central, and we didn't have it to start, and then we eventually picked it up and did a little bit better. But we need to be better earlier and often, and understand that teams are going to bring it, and they brought it, and it was a fun game.
I thought one of the big keys to the game was a little bit of a run you made there at the end of the first half, and then you were able to carry that over to the first part of the second half.
Yeah, I thought we started to kind of figure them out a little bit. The other part of it was they scored a lot of points on Justin's foul troubles where they isolated him, and he didn't want to get his third foul, which, you know, that was a good idea. I thought it was more them than our bad, you know, us being poor. I never thought we played overly well at any point during the game, except for the second half defensively. I thought we were much better.
How much fun is it to watch Justin when he's on like he was tonight offensively?
Well, it's fun as a coach because it just makes it so easy. You know, it's just, he's just going. And I was, you know, to start, teams are daring him to go a little bit. And he's not as much as I think he should. And maybe he's just, you know, trying to move the ball, get others involved. But, you know, there's times that he needs to just go get it and go get a bucket and drive. And, and find people, and you know, and you know, right now we're doing okay. Again, it's you're taking everybody's shots, and so and it's not going to be perfect. It's not going to be a 20-point game every game.
No, a long way to go in this season, but when you get a couple a big matchup like this against Central Missouri, where you're both the near the top of the MIAA, where a game like this important to come up with a win and get a little bit of a distance between the two teams here.
Yeah, I think so. You know, and it's head to head as well, and so that helps. And we told our guys going in that this is, you know, for second place, and it's important to win these games. And I think it had a lot to do with Central Missouri, and then just ourselves. They were really excited to play us like that. I've never seen them play like that. I've never seen energy like that from them ever. And I saw it tonight. And so our guys have to understand that that's what you're going to get when you play teams. And obviously, you know, they're a good team.
Go back on the road this upcoming weekend to swing through Kearney and Hayes versus Vaught, Nebraska. Kearney on Thursday night.
Yeah, and haven't been there in a while, so I couldn't tell you. I guess we'll find out when we get there. It'll be interesting. I remember the last time we won, and Bryson hit, I think, like 7 straight points in the last, like, 40 seconds to win the game for us. So, Bryson Williams, but... it'll be interesting. We'll have our hands full out there and out at Hayes.
All right. Well, Coach, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thanks a lot, John.
That's the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum. Our interview with Coach McCollum, underwritten by Bolin Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work as well as a driveline facility. Bolin Auto and Truck Parts, located at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joseph, family-owned since 1951. We're at 800-292-6546. We'll be back and have more for you right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information is available at 660-582-7196 and from Pizza Hut in Maryville. In addition to specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, Pizza Hut offers a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights from 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More online at pizzahut.com or in-store at 732 South Main in Maryville. Support also comes from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering. More information is available at 660-582-4421 or online at agrestaurant.com. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tiffany Care Centers. For 40 years, Tiffany has been caring for the people of Northwest Missouri in their homes or at one of their nursing and rehab centers in Oregon, Maryville, Mound City, or Rockport. More at tiffanycare.com. And from the Northwest Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety, encouraging drivers to avoid texting, making phone calls, or other distractions behind the wheel to create safer roadways throughout the region. More information is available at savemolives.com. Support also comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber Services is at 660-562-0300. And from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa, Carlson Seeds has been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. More information at carlsonseed.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
And we're back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State with the win, 70-61, as they defeat Central Missouri. Time now for Extra Effort Award. And Matt Trenton looking at a guy who got red hot, especially in the second half.
Yes, I would say Justin Pitts extended a little extra effort in today's ball game. No, he was great, 10 of 15 shooting, 6-11 from three-point range, 4-4 from the free throw line for 30 points, had 5 assists, 3 turnovers in the end, I believe all 3 coming in the first half, but really a very clean second half, played very well throughout, and kind of what you expected of Justin, especially coming off a tough game where you're like 1 of 9 shooting the other night. Feel like that's a game that he's beaten himself up on a little bit, but responded in a big way tonight.
As far as some of the rest of the totals from this game, how the rest of it look here?
Chris Endow, 12.6 rebounds for the Bearcats on 4 of 11 shooting. Also 11 points coming from Brett Doherty. An efficient 5 of 6 from the field. Also had 4 rebounds for Northwest in this ballgame. 7 points coming from Xavier Kurth, 6 points from Ryan Welty, 4 from Ryan Hawkins, both of those 2 off the bench. Tough shooting night for Joey Wittes, 0 of 2 from the field. Both of those 3-point attempts pulled down a pair of rebounds. But like I said before, whenever you have the chance to kind of spread the wealth around, you know Joey's going to come back and have a big game here down the road, whether it's one of these road games coming up, including Kearney on Thursday. Just got to bide your time and wait for that. On the other side for Central Missouri, led by DJ Richardson, he had 17 points, most of those coming late when this game was pretty well decided. Jacob Lowrance also 14 points, 9 rebounds, and Spencer Reeves 14 points, 5 rebounds for Central Missouri. In the end, the Bearcats shot 57% from the field. Central Missouri was 56%. Bearcats were 44% from three-point range, 41% for UCM. In Northwest, 61% from the free throw line, 8 of 13. Like to see that cleaned up a little bit. Meanwhile, Central Missouri, 16 of 18 from the charity stripe. Bearcats ended up turning it over just 8 times, 6 of those coming in the first half, 11 for Central Missouri. And Northwest getting out-rebounded in a low-rebounding game, mind you, 22-18 to Central Missouri there.
All right, again, Northwest on the mid side with the win. 70-61, the final score. We'll be back and wrap things up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, insuring homes and farms in Northwest Missouri since 1891. Now also offering renter's insurance and options for first-time home buyers. Agent information is available at fmnottoway.com. And from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. More at carlsonseed.com. Support also comes from East Hill Shopping Center, the Belt and Frederick in St. Joseph. East Hills provides an indoor shopping experience that is filled with retail stores, name brands, a carousel, and numerous dining choices. More at shopeasthills.com. Also from Maryville State Farm Insurance agents Kerry Myers and Kevin Neal, providing insurance and financial services at 121 West Lincoln and directly behind Applebee's at 305 Larry Lane. More at 562-3882 or 582-3512.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. Now accepting new patients. More at MaryvilleSmiles.com. And from Wash Optometry, providing treatment for eye health conditions including diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration through diagnostic technology, as well as fitting specialty contact lenses. More information is available at 660-241-5001. Support also comes from your local family-owned Orschlin Farm and Home, serving the Midwest for more than 50 years. Orschlin supplies tools and products for the farm and ranch, lawn and garden, automotive, and more. More information is available at OrschlinFarmHome.com. Also from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MaryvilleDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 562-2424.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Bullseye Trading in Maryville, located at 1115 East 1st Street, open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bullseye Trading offers guns, ammo, and payday and pawn loans. For more info, call 660-241-5013. And from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com. Support also comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com. Also from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at consumersoilmaryville.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State on the men's side with a win, 70-61 the final score. Earlier this afternoon, it was Central Missouri's women defeating the Northwest women 74-58. But Matt Tritton, a good effort out of the Northwest women this afternoon to had some opportunities there in the fourth quarter, but just couldn't quite get it done. But overall, played a very good team in Central Missouri, much better than they played the first time around.
Yeah, hung tough, had some chances, not able to pull it out in the end. But, Coach Shields sounds like sees some positives coming from this. It's tough with where they're at now on the season, their record dropping to 1-15 overall. But he's seeing positives, seeing some of these young players step up. So, as the Philadelphia 76ers would say, trust the process and trust it'll come out on the other end much better. And so that's what the Bearcats are doing now.
All right, up next, a trip out to Kearney, Nebraska.
Yeah, and that should be a couple good games for the men and women. I know women's team are expecting a good contest out there, and the Lopers have been tough recently on the men's side, so we'll see how that turns out.
Women will tip off at 5:30, the men at 7:30, while the broadcasts are both on the Bearcat Radio Network. A reminder, this segment is underwritten by Kansas City Beer Company, brewer of German-style lagers and ales. Brewery founder and Northwest graduate Steve Holly uses imported German malts and hops, along with traditional old-world brewing methods to help achieve authentic flavor. More KCBIER.com. Thanks to everyone involved with their broadcast here at Bearcat Arena, Matt Tritton, and also our studio engineer, Kyrese Devine. Again, the Bearcats on the women's side lose 74-58, but the Bearcat men improve now to 15-1 and 7-1 in MIAA play with their 70-61 win over Central Missouri. For everyone involved with the broadcast, I'm John Coffey, and so long from Bearcat Arena.